Okay, a happy Shushan Purim, everybody. And we're going to begin the Ksav HaKabbalah's commentary on Parsha Sav in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where he discusses a Karban Toda. Pasuk says in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'zos Toras Zevach HaShlamim, and here are the laws of the Karban Shlamim. Asher Yakriv LaHashem, Im Al Toda Yakrivenu. If your carbon toda, if your carbon is al toda, it's on something that you're giving toda, which we always understood to mean thanks. He's going to say that toda means something different. Take a look at Rashi. Im al devar hoda al neis shenaselo kagon yardei hayam. When do you have to bring a carbon toda? If you cross over an ocean, v'holchei midbaro, so you get through a desert. The Chavushe Beis Hasurim, or you were in jail and you were removed, you got out of jail. The Cholish and Estrapa, or you were very sick and you became healed. Shehein Srich and Lahodos, all those four people have to give Hoda. Shekasav Behen Yodu LaHashem Chasto V'Niflaosav L'Vnei Adam. Because about this person it said, Yodu LaHashem Chasto, that you should give to Hashem your, his chesed. Not expecting too many more people than the three of you. Well, Barry, Yodu Hashem Chasto v'Niflosa v'Nivnei Adam. You were the three who responded. So these four people have to bring carbon toda. Someone who crossed over an ocean. This is also the understood nowadays that we make Birchas Agomel. These four people also make Birchas Agomel. If you went over an ocean, that's why a lot of people, when they fly on a plane from Israel to America, they might make Birchas Agomel. Because you went over an ocean, or you go through the desert, or you were released from jail, or you were sick and you were healed. So you bring a carbon toda. So the Ksav HaKabbalah has an interesting take on the word toda. And he sends you to a pasuk in Malachim, and once he sent us to Malachim, because there wasn't so much else in the Ksav HaKabbalah this week, I decided to talk a little bit about those verses in Malachim that he talks about. But we'll get there in a second. So let's take a look. Im al toda, l'rabenu shadal. I don't exactly know who that is, but he's a commentary on the Chumash. Not usually widespread. He's, again, the Ksav HaKabbalah used to hang out with these grammarians. There was a lot of grammar people. So if you're not used to studying commentaries that focus a lot on grammar, you have no idea who he's talking about. L'Rabbeinu Shaddai, Lashon Hoda Shebeloshon Chachamim, Hanemar L'Inyin Hachzakas Tova. He says that this word Hoda that the rabbis use to express Hachzakas Tova, which means showing appreciation, thanksgiving, Hoda. Right, so this word, he thinks, le'inyan halel v'shevach, eina ha-hora'ah ha-atzmis. I think what he means with that statement is to say that, eina ha-hora'ah ha-atzmis means that the word hoda'ah by itself, that's not really what the Hebrew word hoda'ah, that's what they use it to mean, but that's not really what the root of the word hoda'ah itself. It doesn't mean thanksgiving. That's what he claims. Amna, nimshachu b'tzad ma me'inyan hoda shebeloshon mikra. But it does stem from the same idea as hoda in the Torah. Ki beloshon mikra inyana be'etzem v'rishana hachna'a. This is the Ksav HaKabbalah's main thesis, that the word hoda actually means hachna'a. Hachna'a means lowering yourself. That's what Hodah means. It means humility. Lowering yourself. Making yourself to be insignificant. Kishoresh Hodah, the root of the word Hodah, who Yud Dalet Hey. V'inyana Nisinas Yad. It's related to giving your hand to somebody. Well, now, when it says you're giving your hand, it means giving your hand in submission, as you'll see in a minute. V'lashon nesinas yad more b'lashon hamikra. Whenever the Torah talks about giving a hand to somebody, like when we say giving a hand, it sounds like you're helping somebody out. When the Torah talks about giving a hand, it means hachnas atzmo l'ratzon acherim. It means lowering yourself to the will of somebody else. That's what nesinas yad means. U'min ha'inyan hazeh, Mitzrayim nosanu yad, nosnu yad tachas Shlomo, ayim ashkas leel, b'shmos b'nosati es yodi b'mitzrayim, v'chein inyon hodeh, what does hodeh mean? Mashma uso, hachna'as atzmo la'avoda, lowering yourself to serve Hashem, meaning not doing what you want to be doing, but lowering your own personal desires and thoughts and things that you might want to do, and being submissive, submitting to the will of Hashem. Kashehu inyan nesinas yad ki mimenu lukach. Now look what he says very interestingly. What this fits in beautifully with, and maybe the next time you say modim in Shema Yisrael, you could think about this, but that's what the Ksav HaKabbalah says. Ulazeh korim bimodim. That's why when we daven Shmon Esrei, we bow our heads low down when we say modim anachnu lach. Why do we bow our heads when we say modim anachnu lach? Ki tam modim anachnu lach nichna'im anachnu lavodasecha. Very, very interesting. We always think to translate modim anachnu lach means we thank you. So he says, consistent with his approach here, that modim anachnu lach means we submit to your service. We're bowing down low as a sign of we give in. Like I always understood, hodah is a language of either thanks or hodah is a language of admitting. Rav Huttner has this beautiful idea. He points out that it says modim anachnu lach She'ata. It's interesting. Modim anachnu lach she'atohu Hashem. He says if modim in modim meant thanks, it shouldn't say modim anachnu lach she'atohu, but modim anachnu lach al. We thank you because of this. This is why we're thanking you. But Rav Hudner's point is modim anachnu lach she'ata. The word modim, he thinks, doesn't mean thanks, it means we admit. Like, hodas baldin kamei edim dami. Mode b'miktsas, the Gemara says. Amode means I admit. So Rav Huttner has a very beautiful idea that anytime you thank somebody, you are admitting that you need that person for something. The whole giving of thanks is, I admit that you gave me something that I needed, I appreciate. A whole idea of appreciation comes from admitting. So that's why he says, we say, modim anachnu lach she'ata. We admit that you're the God who provides for us, and by admitting that we need you, that you're the one who gave it, that allows us to give you thanks. But every thanks, before the thanks comes an admission that the person gave you something significant. So that's why he says hodah is related to the word moda, to admit. He's saying something, I think, different, not quite the same thing. It's not thanks, it's not admitting, it's lowering myself. It's related to the same thing, but look what he says. When you're saying we are humbly submitting to your service, means we humbly, so bowing down literally makes sense. We are hereby submitting ourselves to your service, and we do an action that highlights and strengthens this idea that we are submitting ourselves to your service. Uknia hamuchuvenas b'milas hode ki mipnei hakaras malas ha'adon alav. Lo miyira v'lo mitochelas. I'm not so sure what tochelas means, but I know the idea that he's talking about. He says that the submission that we are referring to when we say the word hoda comes from hakaras malas ha'adon. It comes from recognizing the maila, the elevated status of the adon. Lo miyira. You're not, when you say modim anachnu lach in Shmon Esrei, you are not submitting to the Ribbono Shlom because you are scared of him, or because you're trembling. I think that might be what tochelas means, I'm not sure. V'lo miyira, rather, but you simply are in awe and appreciate the majesty and grandeur and mastery of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ksav HaKabbalah submits that modim, when you bow down, modim means we submit. Not like Rav Huttner, who says that modim means we admit and therefore we thank. That's why it says modim anachloch she'ata, not al. Modim she'er, Rav Huttner says, means we admit that you are the Ribbono Shel Olam, the prize of everything, and therefore we thank you. Because every thanks is lies in it also an admission that somebody else gave me something. That's why he says hodas like hodas baldin. That's why he says modim anachnu lach she'ata. That you are. We admit that you are the Ribbono Shel Olam, not modim al. If we'd have said modim al, would mean thanks. Rav Huttner says no. Modim means we admit. But the Ksav HaKabbalah is saying the third thing, that modim means we submit. V'hashem hanigzar min ha'pol hazeh hu toda. And the noun that comes from this shoresh is toda. Thanks. V'inyano, I don't know if it's a noun exactly, but the word is toda. V'inyano hachnoas atzmo l'ratzon acherim. So the carbon toda, he says, is hachnoas atzmo l'ratzon acherim. Now, I'm going to come back to that parenthesis in 1 second. Just go to page, see, you got to skip over page 2 and go to page 3. Let's before we get to this whole sidebar that I'm going to get involved in, because the Ksav HaKabbalah didn't have much to say this week, we'll go to a sidebar for a minute. But let's first go to page 3. So Yoshua, you see where it's Yoshua? Yoshua amar la'achan. Yoshua said to Achan. Achan was the one who stole from the spoils of Yericho. So Yeshua said to Achan, v'tein lo toda. Right, they did a lottery, I think, the story was, and the lottery fell out on Achan, and Yeshua said to him, how come the lottery, they didn't know who stole from the spoils, and did a lottery, the lottery fell out on Achan, so Yeshua said to him, tein lo toda. V'atam, ki lo hayu eidim adavar, they didn't have witnesses, they didn't know who did it. V'im haya Achan kofer, had Achan said, no, it's not me, haya yotze naki, he would have gotten off scot-free. Lefikach amelo Yeshua. Yeshua said to him, "Ki me'achas haKadosh Baruch Hu gila ritzanu al pi agoro." Since haKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the connection to Purim. I was wondering what the connection would be to Purim. Me'achas haKadosh Baruch Hu gila ritzanu al pi agoro. They did a lottery. So since haKadosh Baruch Hu revealed his ratzon based on the goro, roilo sheyikan alafanav. Yeshua was telling him to submit. Submit to the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Humble yourself. Lower yourself. Admit to it. Va'al yisnaka levroch migzeirasa. You shouldn't plot to run away from the gzeira. V'kodam l'chein amalo sheyasim kavod la'ashem l'chei yisrael. Klomar, shimemes yodehu hayos iso menacherim. If he knows that he has some of the spoils of Yericho with him. Al yizalzal b'gora lomar mikrehu. He shouldn't be mazals and go say, okay, the lottery just happened to fall out on me. Rak yekade shemo shel Hashem, sanctify the name of Hashem, Shu Elokei Yisrael, v'hu mashiach umito gorola. So by Achan also, the word tein lo toda, the word toda means submit to Hashem's, what Hashem is telling you with the gorol, with this lottery. Maybe we'll talk about a lottery for a little bit if we have time at the end. We'll see. But let's get back to. So, what's the idea of the carbon toda? So, says the Ksav HaKabbalah. V'chein zevach ha-toda. And similarly, the carbon toda. Hu carbon she'adam mevi laharos hachna'aso lefanav yisparach. A person who went through a desert or went over an ocean or who came out of jail or was healed from the sick. He gives a carbon toda. It's laharos hachna aso lefanav yisparach, to show his hachna, his humility, as you're going to see in a moment, his feeling that I got this tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm so appreciative. I don't feel like I deserve it. I feel humble and low. Lefikach acharei shehizkir asaf ki ein chevetz l'Hashem ba'olos uzvachim. After Asaf mentions Hashem doesn't need karbanos. Kilo kol chayso yar, amar zovech lelkim toda, v'shalem le'elyon nidorecha. Klomar, aval pi she'ein chevetz Hashem ba'olos asher hein kala l'gavoa, uchedmus matana v'lo l'matano seinu utzarech, Hashem doesn't eat our carbon olas, hinei chafetu b'shlamim anecham l'baylim. He does want our karbanos that are eaten. Nehemi beis minim im latoda laharos hachna alsein lufanav. Alkal asher hati dimanu l'shavar. So a karban toda, he says, is a thanks on everything that Hashem helped us in the past. Vilma neder l'nedava l'ischani l'alasid, to beseech Hashem for the future. V'hosef amar k'ra'ani b'yom tzara k'neged anadorim. Achal sechus chabdeini k'neged atoda. V'nei ein lahachish ki'azev ha'chazev u'kol inin achzakas tova k'al kol asher gemalano Hashem. V'amnam eich yichlo loshan toda ha'hora'o hazos. This person bringing the carbon toda feels that the chesed that Hashem did, he didn't deserve. So he says that the idea of a carbon toda is a person feels so overwhelmed by thanks. Person's sick. He's sick and he gets out of it. He's in jail. He makes it through the desert. He crosses the ocean. He's mamish feels like life is, you know, he is so uncertain. His future is so uncertain. And then he gets through. So he mamish feels so muchna. He feels he feels like he totally is machnia himself and says.
It seems to me not that far from admit, because he's kind of saying that he doesn't deserve it. No?
Right. Right, it's hachna again. Hachna, what is the word hachna? Hachna, I'm machnia myself. It's really from humility. I lower myself. Yeah, but you're right. When you lower yourself, you admit that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who's awesome and who gave you more. Yeah, agreed. It's related to that. Agreed. And the point he says is that's why we bow down by modim. By modim, we bow down. Remember, say Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's like we're. It's like, Mom, it's like we're not worthy of that which you are giving to us. Now, I want to go back for a second to page one, because there's one little ha'arala which reminded me of another beautiful idea which is not really connected to this, but maybe we can connect it. We'll see. Look at the parentheses back on page one. Uvazed novin ma'od ma'amar shlomo. And the Ksav HaKabbalah says, with this idea of understanding that toda means hachna, I'm on the last line of the first paragraph, in parentheses, after the bold. Now this is going to help us understand a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches, what Shlomo HaMelech said. Now Shlomo HaMelech happened to say this during the dedication speech of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, David HaMelech was supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him. He said, your son Shlomo is going to build it, so Shlomo builds it. And then Mamish gives this long speech, of which I actually photocopied all of it for you, because it has a lot of interesting ha'aras, but let's see. So now, what does the pasuk say? Behinagef amcha v'gomer v'shavu elecha v'hodu es shemecha. Klomar hachna atzricha elatshuva. So he says this word toda, hoda, is an important step in the tshuva process. It's an important step in the tshuva process. Admitting, being machnia yourself, lowering yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam is a very, very important step in tshuva, because a person who sins, he's full of himself, he did what he wants to do, not what the Ribbono Shel Olam does. And part of the tshuva process is to lower yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to put yourself down so that you can come back to Hashem. Now, the Rashi Pirushim Chayev Levarech Al Hara. Rashi has a different shot there. Now, I want you to take a look. First, let's just look directly at that pasuk. So, you can turn to page 2. It's pasuk lamed. It's pasuk lamed vav. No, lamed hey. Hold on 1 second.
Lamed hey, behodes shemecha?
Yeah. Lamed hey. Right, lamed hey. So, look what he says. Look what he says. Is that what it is? Is that the pasuk he's talking about? Behodu es shemecha, yeah. Behinagef amcha. Yeah. Yeah, that's Lamed Gimel. Okay, he says, yeah, let's start with Lamed Gimel, right. Well, so you got to get the whole context of Shlomo Melch's speech. That's what's so fascinating about this to me. But let's start from Lamed Gimel. We'll just first take this little piece and then talk about the speech in general. Because that's take a look on Lamed Gimel. B'hinagef amcha Yisrael lefnei oyev. When the Jewish people are clobbered by their enemies, it's a terror attack or there's a war, whatever it is. Asher yechetu lach. Now, why does that happen? Because we sin. That's why it happens. Why does the enemy succeed in attacking us? It's because the Jewish people sin. Vishavu elecha. They're going to do tshuva. Vehodu es shemecha. It's a fun. Vehodu es shemecha. So he says, if we wouldn't have had his pshat, we would have said, Vahodu es shemecha. What? They're going to thank his name? What's hoda means thanks. So the Ksav HaKavon's whole thesis is, in Chumash, in Tanakh, hoda never means thanks. In Tanakh, you'll never find the word hoda. This is classic Ksav HaKabbalah. This is the words that Chazal say hoda means thanks. But if you look in Chumash, he says in Tanakh, hoda never means thanks. So the Karban Todah, he says, doesn't really mean thanks. It means admitting. Admitting that you're the boss. Admitting that the Rabbanu Shalom is in charge. V'shava hodu mecha, v'espalu v'eschanu elecha b'abayis hazeh. Wow. So again, the important point about thinking about tshuva, that tshuva involves an admission that the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way we're supposed to be. And sin involves a diversion from understanding what the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam is. It's a momentary or a thought process that ignores or denies what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us, either because we have a Yetzirah or for whatever reason it is. But at the end of the day, it's a denial of the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So tshuva has to begin with a hodah, which he understands. We have to be moda ala emes, which he understands hodah to mean to admit. Like we're saying, like hodah means not so much to thank. It doesn't mean thanks in this case. It means admitting that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the boss and you messed up. You didn't live up. You have to be machnir yourself. You have to humble yourself. Okay, so this is stam an important point in the tshuva process that and the modim, that when we say modim every morning, we bow down because it's an admission that we're nothing in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But since the Ksav HaKavala didn't have all that much to say, and while we're on this incredible speech that Shlomo HaMelech said, and we just finished studying the parashas about the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, so I thought it would take just a couple of seconds as a sidebar to just discuss if Salvechik has a beautiful, beautiful piece of Torah. Next year, I'm thinking about two different things to do in this parasha here, two different commentaries, very radically different things. I'm thinking about either to do the Chasam Sofer or the Ksav Sofer, the Sofer family. I'm thinking about that. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I'm thinking of, the dad, the Abba, and the son. Or I'm also thinking about doing the Torahs of Rav Soloveitchik. They just printed this Chumash with a lot of Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. I grew up a lot on Rav Soloveitchik's Torah from my Rabbeim. So I'm thinking about something along those lines, but whatever. Maybe we'll vote at the end of the year, June, we have time.
We just start at 6:30.
You vote. 6:15. Okay. But Rav Soloveitchik has this. So once I was already on this speech, so I want to just talk about this speech very, very briefly. Turn over from page one. So the Navi Melachim Aleph says, Oz Yakel Shlomo Ziknei Yisrael Es Kol Rashi Amatos and See Avos Elamel Shlomo Lahalos Es Amrish Hashem Meir David Vayikalu Elamel Shlomo Kolish Yisrael B'Yerach Eisen B'Chag. When was the dedication ceremony for the Beis Hamikdash? It was Sukkos. Hu Achodesh Hashvi Sukkos time. Oz Amar Shlomo Hashem Amar Lishkon Ba'Arafel Bano Banisi Beis V'Olach. I built you a house. Mochon L'Shidcha Olamim. Vayasem Achspada Vayivarach Es Kol Kal Yisrael. Bless all the Jewish people. Vayomer Baruch Hashem Elokei Sasha Diber B'Fiv Es David Avi V'Yodim Ilei Lemar. Then Ayoma Shavuot Seis Yisam Yisrael Mitzrayim Lo Bachar Di Beir Mikol Shifte Yisrael Live No Spice. I had no place that I chose to have my rest. Vo'evchar B'David Lios Alam Yisrael. And David wanted to build it. Vayim Levav David Avi Live Nos. But Hashem said to David, my father, Yan, even though you wanted to do it, Hetivosa, Ki Hayim Levechab, Rakatalo Sivna Abayis, you can't build it, Ki Embin Chayotim Echalatzecha. Oh, and Shlomo's praising Hashem, Vayokam Hashem, is Dvarsha, Dibir, Vayokam Tachas David Avi, Vayisha Vakisa Yisrael, Vayevna Abayis, L'Shem Hashem Elke Yisrael. I placed a place for the Aron. Vayamud Shlomo Lefne Mizbeach Hashem, Neged Kolka Yisrael, the Mizbeach was built, Vayifros Kapov Hashemayim, and he says, "Ein kamocha elokim hashemayim ma'avolos tachsinot Shomer is, okay, fine. Va'ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Shmor la'avtecha David avi es asher dibarta lo imo lo yikar zecha ish min lefanai Yosef akiz Yisrael rakim yishm bo nechaz da'akam lalechaz lefanai kashar lachtem vader. Now look what he says. Ki ha'umnam yeshev Elokim ala aretz. Shlomo HaMelech asks during the dedication ceremony, he asks the kasha that everybody has. What's the pshat that there's a house on this earth? We have a Beis Medrash, we have a shul, we have a mishkan. Ha'umnam yeshev Elokim ala aretz. Hine ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yichal kalucha. Af ki ha'bayis hazeh asher banisi. The heavens can't contain you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're greater than the whole universe. So what's pshat? That we're making a little house that you're going to have a little address down here. So Rav Soloveitchik stresses this kasha. The kasha. Shlomo Melech was asking the kasha, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch has a house on this earth, that there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's a place that we go to say Modim Anachnu Lach, to be mispal, to admit, to be machniar ourselves, like you say in Karban Toda, to be machniar. Right? Shevach Bakasha Hoda. Every Shmon Esrei is full of Shevach Bakasha Hoda. This Hoda is very important, this admitting, be machni yourself and bow down. So we have this house. So the kasha is, how can it be a house that contains you? And what's the teretz? What's the teretz? What's the answer? So Rav Soloveitchik said, the teretz is the next pasuk. Ufanisa el tfilas avdecha vel tchinaso Hashem Elokai lishma el harina vel atfila she avdecha mispal lefanecha hayo lios einecha psucha sal abayis hazeh laila v'yom El Hamakom Asher Amarta Yeshmi Sham Lishma El Atfila Asher Yispal Avdecha El Hamakom Azeh V'Shamata El Tchinas Avdecha V'Amcha Yisrael Asher Yispalu El Hamakom Azeh. What's the goal of the Beis Hamikdash? The goal of the Beis Hamikdash is Ki Beis Tfila Yikari Ki Beisi Beis Tfila Yikari L'Chol Ha'Adam. Look what he says. V'Ata Tishma El Hamakom Shivtecha El Hashamayim V'Shamata V'Salachta Eis Asher Yechta Ishtu Reyehu. A person's going to sin against his friend. Now here's our pasuk. So if a guy sins against his friend, he's going to bring a carbon here. He's going to try to do tshuva. When the Jewish people are attacked by an enemy, and they're going to admit that it was you, that they sinned against you. They're going to come pray in this house. There's going to be a time there's going to be no rain. Why is it going to be no rain? Because Klal Yisrael sins. They're going to dive into this place. And they'll return from their sins and you're going to answer them. Etc. You keep rough. Look at the next passage. There'll be a famine in the land. Why? Because they sinned. Anytime a person sins, it's always going to be to this house that Klai is going to reach out their hands. You're out there. Then he even says, look at Pasuk Mem Aleph. V'gamel anochri asher lo me'amcha Yisraelu uba me'eretz chok l'machmer ki yishmu neshimcha agadol v'yisradcha achazakri. Even the goyim are going to hear about your greatness. V'spal abayis hazeh, goyim can bring karbanos. Right, Garim can bring a carbon ola. Guy can bring a carbon ola to base in Mikdash. V'ata tishma shamayim achon shivtecha. That's why it says, ki basi base tefil yikari l'chol ha'amim. All the nations. So Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea, and he goes on and on and on, the same thing, over and over again. Over and over again. Then at the end, he blesses the people. Look at Pasuk Nun Zayin. Yihi Hashem Elokeinu Yimanu kasher yimar v'seinu ayazin v'ayitshenu. Lahatos tlavavenu elecha lalechas b'chadurachav v'lishma mitzvot z'chom v'shpatav v'yud v'ayil asher etzchandai netnei Hashem krovim al Hashem l'kin yom v'layla las esmir ado d'var yom l'man das kalam yotz ki Hashem l'kim ein od. And everyone's bringing karbanos and Shlomo sanctified the place. Fine. And the and the last pasuk on the bottom line sounds good. By Yom Hashmini Shilach Hashem by Yivarchus Hamelach by Yichul Aleim Smeichem Tovei Leiv Al Kol Tavash Hashem Kol David Avdo. So this is one of my favorite ideas from Rav Soloveitchik. The whole idea of what, how does the Teretz answer the kasha? The kasha was, this house doesn't can't contain you. Even all the heavens can't. What does it mean that you have a house? So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is, it's not a house for the Ribbon Shalom. It's a house for us. It's a house for us. This is not the pshat that Hashem lives here. Hashem is everywhere. What do you mean, somebody should Kodesh Baruch Hu's house? It's not for the Ribbon Shalom to constrain himself to that place, but it's for us to have a locus for our tefillos. That's the answer. That we have a locus, a focus for our tefillos to give us some, because, you know, especially all the kids, I deal with this in high school all the time, but it's not just kids, it's adults. Where is the Ribbon Shalom? I'm davening. Where is he? I can't see him. I can't feel him. Is he really listening to me? Just had a conversation this week with a boy who doesn't really daven too much. I can't feel. I can't see it. I don't really feel like I'm saying anything. I don't really feel like I'm directing. So the Ribbon Shalom gave us a Migdash, Beis HaMigdash, and a Mishkan, and a Migdash, and a Mishkan, Migdash Ma'at, not because it's supposed to contain him, but it's to give us a central focus that he is telling us that when you focus yourselves, right, even any place you daven, you're always supposed to be thinking about Beis HaMikdash, right? You don't know where you're always supposed to face the Beis HaMikdash, because it's kiviyachol that the Ribbon Shalom left us a post office box on this earth that we know we can mail him our tefillahs. Mm-hmm. It's not the pshat that he lives there more than anywhere else. His presence is the same everywhere. The same everywhere. You can't talk about the Ribbon Shalom's presence. But he put us an address that, a symbolic address for us to be able to focus and realize that he's listening, that he's on the other, that there's somebody on the other end of the kite, that there's a tug. When you feel a tug, there's somebody on the other end. And that's the whole goal of Beis HaMidrash, that's the whole goal of a shul, that's the whole goal of a Beis HaMidrash. Not that it's funny, because at first glance, the Teretz doesn't answer the kasha. What's the answer? That the main goal of Migdash was tefillah. Karbanos is almost even like a side thing. It's interesting. We always think about Karbanos. He says, no, the Iker is not the Karbanos. The Iker is the tefillah. The Iker is the tshuva. The Iker is the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't.
The tefillah replace the Karbanos?
Yeah, it does. I'm saying, but he doesn't want to, right? Hachayfitz Hashem ba'olz zvachim kishmar b'kol Hashem, right? Like Shmuel said to Shaul, also another connection to Purim, right? That Amalek was allowed to attack us because Shaul, Haman was only able to attack us because Shaul didn't wipe out Agag in that way, and Shaul was all excited. He came back. He told Shmuel and Avi, "Oh, I did what you told me to do. I wiped out the Amalekis." So Shmuel says, "Well, how come I hear the sheep?" He says, "Well, I left the sheep around because I wanted to bring a lot of karbanos to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but God told him to wipe everybody out, wipe out all the sheep." So Shmuel says to him, "You think God wants your karbanos more than listening to him? He told you to wipe out the animals. You're being so firm all of a sudden, you want to be makir of a lot of karbanos." So here you're seeing in the Beis HaMikdash, the Iker, at least in Shlomo HaMelech's speech, dedication speech, the Iker is the tshuva. The Iker is the tefillah. That we have a place on this earth that we focus ourselves in tefillah and tshuva, we have a place to direct our attention. But it's not so much that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, that he's here more than anywhere else. That's the kasha. Anyway, one of my favorite ideas.
I feel a little bit in today's Jewish culture that minyan takes tremendous importance, but the shul does not. People daven minyan anyway. They don't think of the chashivas of davening in a Beis Medrash or in a Beis Knesset in general.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Just culturally, the way it is. Yeah, they don't care where they daven. But isn't there an Indian to daven in a shul?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely there is. Right, in Halach also, in Shulchan Aruch, it says you have a choice to daven in a shul versus not in a shul. You're not supposed to daven in somebody's house, a house minyan. House minyan. You could listen to Rabbi Leibowitz's 10-minute halacha on that. He has a 10-minute halacha on house minyanim. That he's against. Certainly no Aaron Kodesh.
You're not only talking about that. You're talking about on a daily basis. You know, people meet in offices and whatever.
Minyan, and don't think in terms of the other chashivas of shul.
You're right. Yeah.
People go to office minyanim, and after a while, when you can daven with them, you know, in a Beis Medrash, they say, well, this is where I always go for mincha or whatever. That's
a little bit related to that. Not really related to that. As I just learned the halacha this week. That I didn't know. Some Rebbe said to me, apparently what we do is we only have 1 hour in Kodesh in the building, but we have like 8 minyanim now that meet throughout the whole Shiva. We felt that the minyan was too big, 360 guys down together. It was unwieldy with high school boys. So now we have every two shiurim has their own minyan. It's much better. The Rebbe's are involved and more kids daven for the yom, more kids leaning. It's much better. But apparently there's a halacha, which I didn't know, that you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to a minyan just to lane at that minyan. The Sefer Torah has to be, there's halacha like that in Shulchan Aruch. Yes. I didn't know the halacha. It has to be right. It has to be in a Sefer Torah in a minyan. You can't just bring it into a room just to lane and then bring it back. There has to be an Aron Kodesh in the minyan so that the Torah has a place in that.
That's actually why some local minyanim, they go to a place for 3 weeks at a time. So you should lane three times.
Right. So Rabbi Will, laning three times is actually a myth.
Okay.
Laning three times is a myth. I don't think it's in halacha anywhere. You look at it. I get it. Where it started is a custom that started out of Kavod Sefer Torah that is Shavu Kriyas. I'm not saying it's a custom that has no basis, but it's not in halacha, I'm pretty sure. I asked Rabbi Will about that. He told me that laning three times is not required, but much more important, laying three times, is that, let's say you're going to bring a Sefer Torah up to a hotel for Shabbos and you have a weekend bar mitzvah. You're going to bring a Sefer Torah there and you're only going to lane twice. You're only going to lane Shabbos when Shabbos Menach. He says it's not a problem as long as you have an Aron Kodesh for the Sefer Torah to be. And he held that having an Aron Kodesh is much more than important than laning from it three times. Because it's an issue of covered Sefer Torah. It's the same idea, but in halacha, he felt that halacha, you have a source that it needs. It's a Kuf Lamed Hey. You could look it up, and maybe I should have quoted it.
So these rooms are now getting Aron Kodesh?
I'm working on it. Yeah, I have to work on it.
That's an expensive proposition. Not the Aron Kodesh, the Torah.
He gave me. No, well, we have actually 9 Sefer Torah.
Really?
Yeah, you can believe that. But
9 kosher Sefer Torah.
Yeah. Wow. We have. I don't know if they're all kosher, but we land from all of them. I don't know.
Details.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to stop. Here we have a couple of other things. The one we did last week from Parshas about Amalek, but okay, I have to stop here. So, Bez Hashem, we should learn from the Karban Todah. We should learn from the Karban Todah that we have to be machni ourselves to Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's also Hodah is a very important part of Tshuva. The two main things we learned this morning is that when you say Modim, we are being machni ourselves. We are lowering ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know it's all you. Whatever you gave us, like Rav Hutner's thing, I like what Mr. Wilimowski said. I like that like similar to Rav Hutner's idea that it, and again he says because he medayik in effect doesn't say you learned in Chaim Lan, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying so his big thing about Hodah is that modim is it doesn't say al doesn't say modim anachtolach al it says modim she. So that's I admit that you did this because every Hodah of thanks includes within it a hodah of admission. So we have to admit that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us what we need. Also, when it comes to tshuva, to admit that we have a different way of doing things. Hopefully, we should be zocha to have a chizuk in our shuls and batei medrash. Because I agree, I think it's a very important thing to always make sure to. When we were growing up, like there was one shul in the neighborhood. There was no, you know, there wasn't this proliferation of the shtivalization of Yiddishkeit. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos. A Freilichem Shushan Purim.
Yeah.